This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military has confirmed the release of six Israeli hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Army says the Red Cross transferred the hostages to Egypt late Thursday. They arrived hours after two additional hostages were turned over to Israel separately from Egypt. It marked the seventh straight night of hostage releases under a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. In Washington, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said he hopes the exchanges continue.
We're working at it literally by the hour to see if we can get this seventh day turned into an eighth and ninth and tenth and beyond.
Roughly 140 hostages are believed to remain in Hamas captivity. I'm Norman Hall.
The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israel prisons.
Any harm that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Mossab Hassan Youssef said the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Youssef. Youssef secretly converted to Christianity and helped the Shin Bet security service in the late 1990s and early 2000s when Hamas waged suicide bomb campaigns against Israel. He was codenamed, quote, Green Prince after the Islamist color and the fact that his father, Hassan Youssef, led Hamas in the West Bank. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. And for pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. The COP28 climate summit is underway in Dubai, with divisions being exposed on day one over the planned phase-out of fossil fuels. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Nearly 200 countries are taking part in the two-week COP28 climate summit, which began Thursday in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, a major exporter of oil and gas. Scientists say delegates must agree on how to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 43% in just the next 6 years. So central to the talks is the major source of those emissions, the burning of fossil fuels. Divisions over the projected phase-out of fossil fuels could dominate the summit, but there was progress in other areas. The parties agreed a new $420 million fund to help poorer, vulnerable nations cope with the cost of disasters caused by climate change, like droughts, floods, and rising sea levels. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Law enforcement authorities say in court papers that the plot driven by a government official in India to assassinate a prominent Sikh separatist leader in New York City was meant to precede another killing in California and more assassinations in the U.S. and Canada. An indictment unsealed Wednesday in Manhattan federal court said the campaign to kill was interrupted when a man in India contacted a criminal associate who turned out to be a Drug Enforcement Administration informant to ask him to find a hitman. The indictment shows that urgency was key in the killing of a Canadian activist last June and the New York City plot. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been visiting Kupiansk, an area active hostilities in the Kharkiv region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At a military base there, Zelensky met General Oleksandr Sarusky, the commander of Ukraine's ground forces, and other high-ranking military officers. Zelensky told the military team, take care of yourselves, take care of your fellow soldiers who fight next to you every day. I wish you victory, be strong, do not lose initiative. Defend the Kharkiv region, Kupiansk. It's the second day the Ukrainian president has been touring the country. On Wednesday, he visited Kherson, Mykolaiv, and Odessa in southern Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBTQ+ activism in the most dramatic step against advocates of gay, lesbian, and transgender rights in the increasingly conservative country. The ruling Thursday in response to a lawsuit filed by the Justice Ministry, the court labeled what it called the LGBTQ+ movement operating in Russia as an extremist organization and banned it. Amnesty International called the ruling, quote, shameful and absurd. I'm Alexis Strope.